The court battle over the search paperwork. I'm Jack Callahan. Fox News plays out in a Florida courtroom this afternoon over the affidavit used by the FBI to justify the raid on former President Trump's home last week.
A federal judge will hear arguments on whether to unseal the affidavit and other materials used to greenlight that search warrant of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. The Trump team is expected to argue in Thursday's hearing for the full Mar-a-Lago affidavit to be released, but the Justice Department is asking the Mar-a-Lago affidavit remain sealed, writing in part, if disclosed, the affidavit would serve as a roadmap to the government's ongoing investigation, providing specific details about its direction and likely course in a manner that is highly likely to compromise future investigative steps.
Fox's Matt Finn. Former Vice President Mike Pence says the Attorney General should release the affidavit.
The American people have a right to know the basis for this. This unprecedented action does demand unprecedented transparency.
But Pence also criticized calls to defund the FBI over the raid. The former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization will be in a New York courtroom on Thursday.
Alan Weisselberg is expected to plead guilty to tax evasion. He's the longtime associate of former President Donald Trump that has overseen finances for the Trump Organization. Prosecutors say he was part of a scheme to give under-the-table cash to company executives. Weisselberg himself allegedly took nearly $2 million. The plea deal will see Weisselberg testify against the Trump Organization, but not any Trump family member, and only serve about 100 days in jail.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the Miami-Dade police officer who was shot Monday night in a confrontation with a robbery suspect, has died of his injuries. Officer Cesar Echeverry was 29. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she'll shake up that department.
Among the many changes announced by the CDC director is a top-to-bottom restructuring of the agency's comms office. That's so important to get the messaging out, get it out effectively and efficiently. They're also intending to revamp the CDC website, increase use of preprint scientific reports to aid the American people with more information. They're also going to create a brand new executive council to help set strategy and priorities. And as they often do and have done repeatedly since Mr. Biden became the president, they will intend to once again undo some changes made during the Trump administration.
Fox's Kevin Cork. A federal judge has reinstated North Carolina's ban on abortion after 20 weeks, saying the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe versus Wade erased the legal foundation of his 2019 ruling that placed an injunction on the state's 1973 abortion ban. Kabul, Afghanistan, police say a bombing at a mosque during evening prayers has killed at least 10 people, including a prominent cleric, and wounded 27. You may remember the hermit who was booted last year from the cabin he'd been living in for years in New Hampshire. He now has a new place to live thanks to the generosity of others.
82-year-old David Lidstone had been living in a remote area of New Hampshire in an old cabin for about 30 years. The property owner kicked him out and the cabin burned down, and this viral hermit known as River Dave had nowhere to go. Fast forward to now, where River Dave has some fancy new digs. He's now in a rustic three-room cabin in the state he grew up in, Maine. This is all thanks to some $200,000 worth of donations that poured in when the story blew up following the fire. River Dave reportedly purchased the land that his new cabin is on and is currently working on putting in a chimney. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.